Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Floyd versus City of New York. The stop and frisk case ended over a year ago. The judge, Shira Shinlin, found that stops by NYPD violated the constitutional rights of people of color. She ordered a joint remedy process. That's where all stakeholders, including police and community members, work together with a court-appointed federal monitor. The aim is to decide on the reforms to address the problems in the lawsuit and the ones the judge identified. But this hasn't moved forward. The remedies process has been stalled, blocked by police unions.
One of the stakeholder groups that the judge wants to be at the table to take part in this reform process doesn't want it to happen.
Darius Charney is the senior attorney for the Center for Constitutional Rights. He was joined at City Hall by advocates for police reform, city officials, and attorneys on Tuesday. Charney said we need to be very clear about why reforms are stalled.
8 months ago, the mayor announced that he would move forward with reforms. We are here today again because we are still fighting this out in the court, not with the commissioner, not with the mayor, but with the unions who purport to represent the interests of the police officers of this city.
And according to Brooklyn Councilmember Jamani Williams, unions are frightening the officers about reform, frightening officers that reform will result in more lawsuits against the city.
The floodgates have not opened up in the courts. There has not been mass hysteria in the city of New York. To the police officers, I am sorry to say that your unions have been lying to you. They lied about our legislation to frighten you, and they are now lying by omission. They have not told you that the judge ordered them to be a part of this process, and we want them to be a part of this process. They should be joining us in condemning behavior like we saw yesterday with the pregnant woman.
That's where a mother tried to intervene in the arrest of her 17-year-old son in Brooklyn. Sandra Amasquita is 5 months pregnant. She was pushed to the ground on her stomach by a police officer captured on video by a bystander. Williams says we should be having discussions about acts like this with police unions.
We have won every stupid argument and every lie they have put forward when it comes to stop, question, and frisk, and the way police have policed in terms of class and race and sexual orientation. We've won that, period. We've won it in the courts, we've won it legislatively behind us, and we won it in every elected official you backed on behalf of you and these lies that you were doing. This temper tantrum has to stop because it is very, very dangerous.
Council member from Lower Manhattan, Rosie Mendez.
After the judge in the Floyd case has determined that there should be a federal monitor and there are certain reforms that she put in place to resolve what has been unconstitutional stops on behalf of the police, predominantly on people of color, African American, Latino, Asians, and the LGBT community, the police union continues to put roadblocks.
Councilmember Vanessa Gibson is also asking for police unions to come to the table.
We clearly have seen in some of the cases like Eric Garner this summer that we still have a long way to go. And fighting this prolonged court process is not going to get us the progress that we need in this city. And so we're asking the police unions to look clearly and think clearly at what you're doing, because we want justice, we want reforms, we want long-term reforms that's going to make the NYPD operate better and make New York safer. We have to work together, and we want there to be change in this city.
Now! What do we want? Police reform!
When do we want it?
Now!
Plaintiffs in the case Floyd versus City of New York filed a brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals in opposition to the appeal by all five police unions. An amicus brief was submitted in support of the brief. This was on behalf of Communities United for Police Reform. They represent over 60 grassroots and civil liberties organizations. The amicus brief was also on behalf of elected officials, including 25 council members and New York City's public advocate, Tish James. Anthony Miranda is with the National Latino Police Officers Association, which is part of the amicus brief.
We are siding with the officers and with the community. We do not believe that the unions are acting representing the interests of officers of color. We represent probably about 50% of New York City Police Department is now people of minority, people of color. And most of our members all live in the five boroughs and not outside those five boroughs. So when we speak, we're speaking about people who live here and understand the everyday consequences both on both sides of the fence. They have children that walk these streets and are also subject to these random stops and questions. What we're saying is that there is no reason at this time that this process should be stopped.
Those at the City Hall rally implored the police unions to come to the table. They say police reforms will improve community police relations. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.